Hey everyone, welcome to Backlog Ray Game Club episode number 3 for January 2013. This month we played Okami and I'm joined tonight by a trio that played the game. I didn't. So obviously they're much more diligent in this than I am. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is... Well, they could call me Noel around the internet. I like lots of video games and genres and stuff.
And also a crazy trophy master.
Yep, I'm not a trophy whore, a trophy enthusiast.
That's a good way to put it, because it seems like the trophy whore like has like a negative connotation to it.
Yeah, I reserve the term for people who like go out of their way to play stuff like I don't know Hannah Montana and the latest Disney games just to you know beef up their trophy counts, while I just stick to stuff I like and stuff that's actually, you know, satisfying to play through.
Except for the Jack collection, but we'll get to that later.
Hey there. Yeah, I'm Ben. I'm Rinky Dink on the old Backlog Ray. I guess I'm generally known for being a big fan of portable gaming, so handheld console generally my popular choice, as it were. But yeah, I'm also from England. I sound weird compared to American folk.
Alright, I'm Sinema. I'm from Canada. I stick mainly with Nintendo and PlayStation games. That's really about it.
So it's Sinema, is how you say it. I always thought
Cinema,
it was... It could be like cinema, is what how I always thought it.
I know, people have said cinema. I've heard people say cinema, which doesn't make sense to me at all. But yeah, that's how I've pronounced it.
That sounds like the fantasy pronunciation.
Cinema.
Try.
Well, thanks for joining me tonight, guys. So this month, I'd like to, this month, before we get into our main topic, I'd like to introduce a little segment I'm calling Now Playing. Everyone's going to be talking about what they've been playing lately outside of the main topic of discussion. So, Noi, if you want to begin.
Why, yes. Last month, I started playing this, look, despite me being known as like a PlayStation fanboy, I never when the PS2 was like the thing, I never got around to playing like the mascot series, so I missed out on everything that was like Sly Cooper, Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, so on and so on. And with the HD collections, I finally made my way back in to play all these, and the last of the bunch that I got to was the Jack and Daxter collection, which I started last month. Now, Jack 1, I saw some neat potential there. It was basically a newer take on Crash Bandicoot, if you will, since it borrowed a lot of elements from that.
Especially and the character movements, I felt like.
Yeah, yeah. Character movements, like the style of the world design, and it even had like the Crash spin attack thing. That kind of looked out of place, but I'm not really complaining. And then this week I finally decided to move on to Jack 2, which it has had quite a bit of reputation as being like this grim, dark, edgy take on the series that kind of came out of nowhere. What I wasn't aware of, though, was that with that reputation, also came the reputation that it was not a very good game. And wow, they were right. Like, I beat it the other day, and it actually put me in a funk as to where I didn't want to play another game after I beat it because it was so bad.
But you're playing the third one now, though, right?
I beat the third one today, but...
Did you get the Platinum Trophy in the second one?
The Platinum Trophy for the second one is pretty much just beat the game, but it's bad enough.
Right. Well, did you like the third one better?
Yeah, I actually do wish that the second one didn't exist and the third one became the second one.
What do you think about the whole like change in direction? Do you think you wish they had kind of kept the feel of the first one, or does it make sense in the narrative that they kind of created?
No, it's I mean, they really set themselves up for anything at the end of the first game, but I don't think anyone expected the direction that they took the series in, and it kind of does so for the worse, really, because it introduces this time travel thinger into the series, and it just doesn't really go well at all. And even the third game, despite being better than the second one, forces you to do a lot of really random stuff that you kind of have to piece together on your own. But considering the direction they went with, Jack 3 is all right, but it's still like not particularly great.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd recommend it as sort of a palate cleanser if you already forced your way through Jack 2 like I did, just to, you know, wrap up that whole arc. But other than that, I just play the first game and pretend the other two don't exist. Keep those happy memories in your head.
That's too bad. I mean, the first one was really good, especially, you know, as the first real like serious 3D platformer that came out on the PS2.
Yeah.
And it was known for having the kind of streaming seamless world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just too bad that they really messed it up.
Yeah, but then again, it's not exactly the only like trilogy for the PS2 that had a kind of dubious second entry.
Which other ones did? Sly Cooper? I heard
Sly Cooper. Sly Cooper, and not limiting myself to just the mascot platformers, but like Devil May Cry, and
that's true.
You know.
Yeah, at least I felt that Ratchet & Clank kind of avoided that.
Yeah.
Where I thought maybe the second one was the strongest one.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree there. Probably the only trilogy that successfully, you know, had three good solid entries in the series was Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
My ideal game for that era would be just combining the gameplay and direction in Clank games and the animation in the Jack series, which, despite Jack 2 being really, really awful, the only redeeming thing in the whole game is that the character animations were still godlike for that era.
I was just going to add, if you want to carry on with the old Jack and Daxter games, I think the Daxter game on the PSP is actually really... It's a nice way to experience the horrible world of 2 in a game that's actually good. If you feel the need.
I'll consider it.
Yeah. It's got no guns. It's got fly swatters instead of
thank
guns.
God.
So, yeah.
Does it have turret sequences?
Not that I remember. It's been a long while.
That's good. That's good.
Does anyone know how the one that came out much later, the Lost Frontier, I think it was? It was a PSP game, and then they brought it out as a PS2 game.
That was an hour or two of it.
That was not done by Naughty Dog, so I don't really know much about it.
Yeah. Well, Ben, you been playing anything else, like, currently?
Yeah. Well, with the new year, I decided to... I usually, around the time, sort of post-Christmas, decide to pick up a game that's been hanging around for ages and try and complete it. So my choices for this January were Valkyria Chronicles 2, which has been sitting around for years, gradually getting towards completion. But anyone who's tried to complete that knows that it's about several hundred hours of grinding.
How much time have you put in so far?
I've just completed it today.
what was your final time on it?
222 hours and something or other.
Just three words. My condolences, sir.
Oh, I enjoyed every almost minute. No, I think the game has problems in horrible anime cliches and story and nonsense, but the gameplay is, for me, the gameplay is solid enough. It's kind of like in a kind of Fire Emblem sense of the word, in that I just enjoy like coming up with strategies and working out how to like sort of dupe the computer in the best way possible. So, yeah, it's fun.
Did you like the first one quite a bit?
Yeah, the first one's just better in almost every way. But The second one's got swords. And I like running around with swords against loads of people with guns and just hitting them in the face with a sword.
Do any characters show up from the first one?
Yeah, so Alicia and Welkin are both in it as as friendly bakers who come to the school. So they're retired, and they Welkin like teaches you teaches you commands, and Alicia bakes bread.
I mean, I've always wanted to try it, but I've heard so many things about it not being anywhere close to it. And I just, in a lot of ways, I liked the first one as kind of a standalone, where it just kind of addresses the one part of the war, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I could maybe be swayed for if it goes on sale or something sometime.
Yeah, I'd still really like to try the third one at some point to brush up on my Japanese bit, though.
that elusive third game.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to come back to more of the gameplay of the first, with the sort of unique maps and a bit more of a storyline. So.
Yeah, that and not actually involving, you know, high school kids.
Yeah. Yeah, it always helps. But yeah, apart from that, I've just been, alongside one grind, I've got another grind of grinding out VR in Mario Kart on 3DS, which is also fun, but kind of endless, grinding that out. It's quite fun. My dad actually plays it online as well, so I quite often get to play with him online. So that's fun.
Oh, that's cool. Cool little family bonding experience.
Yeah.
Angela, I know you said earlier that you're not playing anything right now.
Yeah.
Are you really not playing anything?
Well, I play, like, you know, all my little casual iPhone games, like, every day.
What are you into right now?
I played a lot of Draw Something, and I play the My Little Pony game and the Jurassic Park game and Tiny Tower.
Oh.
So
I'm not familiar with any of them.
Honestly. No.
Tiny Tower I've heard of, but I know that, was it Zynga that ripped it off? Or some company really ripped it off?
No, yeah. Well, yeah, Zynga, like, they ripped it off and they made, like, I don't know what it was called, but Tiny Tower was there first. And they're better.
Well, I mean, Do you commute a lot? Is that where you do a lot of your
not game really. Most of it's walking, so it's pretty dangerous if I was playing games at the same time. I mean, I've tried it before and it's really hard.
Well, I mean, at least you did play Okami, which is I will always
make time for Okami.
Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts. I've actually just been playing Ni No Kuni. And speaking of iPhone games, I did download the Infocom Text Adventure bundle, which is like $10. And it has all these 80s text adventure games that are pretty amazing, like Zork 1, 2, and 3. And it has, you get like 20 of them with the whole package. And they're pretty much like choose your own adventure books. A lot of fun. Other than that, just Ni No Kuni, which wasn't really clicking with me, but as of this weekend, I really got into it.
How far into it are you?
About 12 hours, I think. And up to this point, you know, I put in probably seven of those hours this weekend. It just was, you know, it was. I really like it, and it looks amazing, and it just feels like a classic Japanese RPG.
Yeah, basically the gist of what I usually hear is that the gameplay has its issues, but the presentation is just fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you can like capture enemies and raise them like Pokemon, which is pretty neat, but I mean, I never played a Pokemon game I liked, but I could see that becoming like compulsive with this.
I need a break from like monster catching and raising games after last year, so I'll probably wait a while before I play Ni No Kuni.
What did you play last year that you
well, burnt you new out? Releases I played, well, Final Fantasy 13 too, mm-hmm. and then I played other Shin Megami Tensei titles in the meantime, which are all about, you know, demon collecting and so That's on true. And so on. And then at the end of the year, the Persona 4 Golden came out, which I'm still not done with. So
I didn't really think of it as a monster catching game, but it totally is. It just didn't feel like it to me. I didn't notice it.
Yeah, it helps that it's only one of like the game's many subsystems. So
right.
The aspect is theirs, but you don't really notice it because you're juggling that along with other stuff.
Yeah, it was a great game. It's a great game. Mm-hmm. I'm really want to check out the animation, the show.
Which if you played the game, which I you already said you have, then the animation is good. Not the best quality animation, but it's pretty much just it's done for people who played the game.
Yeah, I found out that it has all the same voice actors too.
What do you mean the English version?
The
English version.
It has all the same voice and as Golden, at least.
Well, yes and no. There are one or two voices that are changed, and they had to change up Kanji's voice actor at for the second half because they were doing the dubbing process during his honeymoon.
Oh. What's kind of crazy is the voice actors must feel so sick of doing the same storyline so many times at this point. In three different.
I don't know, but like there are voice actors that enjoy doing the roles for certain characters a lot.
And they can try it from different approaches, I guess.
And I mean, it does help that because the characters also have their shadow selves. They don't act out as the same character, but in a different light.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Okay, so we are going to move on to Okami. So what's everyone's history with the game? Have you played it before? Is this your first time?
But yeah, I this is not the first time I played Okami, but it's the first time that I played it since the original PS2 release.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really remember a lot of the details about the game outside of like the beginning, which is something you don't forget because you spend a lot of time on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did play a bit of, like, the Wii version of the game before, and I do remember way back when the game came out, and it was like, people were saying, like, oh, the Okami, the Wii has motion controls, it'd be such a perfect game, because, you know, the Celestial Brush and this and that, and then the Wii version actually came out, and it wasn't very good.
It felt like it would, but I wonder if it's any better with Move and then the new HD version.
Maybe. I mean, it does help that the Move controller and the Nav controller have more buttons than the Wii controller, so.
Yeah. So this is your first time revisiting, obviously, the HD version.
Yes, with trophies. Hee hee.
How long did it take you to play through?
It took me a while, but I did, like, blast through the game by just dedicating, like, I think it was 3 days in a row,
mm-hmm.
where I did nothing but play the game, and for all the trophies, there was one elusive one, because there's like three missable trophies in the game, and there's one that's like smack dab in the middle, and Okami is not a very short game, so when I beat the game and found out that, oh crap, I still have one trophy missing. It was like,
I'm not going back for it.
Great. That's going to take a while.
Yeah, Okami is definitely known for having a lot of fake outs in terms of length, especially for a first time player.
Three games in one.
Yeah. What about you, Ben? I know that you're playing it now.
Well, I've taken it off my Now Playing Now because I'm not near to my PS3 until the end of the month. So,
I see.
But yeah, I kind of had the same plan as Noi, which was to I bought it at Christmas and I played about a couple of hours just like to get it going, and then I thought, no, I'm going to take this game club seriously and not play it until January. I knew I was going to have a free weekend at the end of January, and so I thought I'd just try and blast through it all over a weekend. But yeah, my grand schemes of like hugely long gaming sessions just doesn't quite happen anymore. There's other things happening in life, so yeah, I've managed about 10 hours over a weekend, which is pretty good. But that got me.
It's not good enough for Okami.
Well, for some people it might be, but yeah. I managed to beat Orochi once, which counts as a beat, sort of. You know, I beat you.
Yay!
Yeah. And so now I've got somewhere. I'm sort of somewhere halfway through the second act.
In 10 hours, that's pretty good.
I think it's more like 12, 13, but yeah, I remember the game pretty well. I played through it. I didn't play through it when it came out. I played through it quite a lot later on the PS2, so it's probably only been a couple of years or so since.
Angela, I know that you're very, very good at this game. You played through it several times.
Yeah, I first played it on the Wii in 2009. And then I got a PlayStation 2, so it was like one of the first games I got. And then I got it on PSN, and I've completed it. So I've got all the stray beads, basically everything possibly imaginable in all three versions. I platinumed it my first run through because I read about those missable trophies, and I made sure I knew what I was doing.
The only one that I probably should have imagined but didn't really confirm it was the Water Dragon one, which is the one I missed.
Yeah, that was the one I knew about, and I was, like, terrified.
What does it require?
I've never been caught by him. Basically, once you leave the sunken ship, the dragon's going to chase you, and you just have to get to land before he catches you, and that's it. But sometimes it's hard.
And you only get one shot at it.
Yeah. And, like, if you reset the game, like, the last save point was probably right at the beginning of the sunken ship, so you have to do that whole sequence all over again, and bleh. It's just annoying if you have to do it. I know my friend missed the fire doom mirror or whatever, so he had to, like, run through again.
That's technically even worse because you have to make it even further into the game.
Yeah.
Because it's like the one missable enemy in the game, and he only shows up at one point in the game.
And I told him about it. I'm like, wait. I guess he was already on like Ani Island, so he wasn't too happy about that. It's like, well, now you know why you're not going to get that trophy.
Oh, man. Bad time.
Yeah,
I played it one time when it was released as the greatest hits, and then actually imported the disc, the Asian version of Okami HD has, if your system is set to English, then it will play back in English. I just kind of wanted to have it because I heard that it's really well done the way that the.
I wanted to import it, but not the regular one. I wanted to import the special version with the snow globe.
Yeah, I wanted the snow globe and the keychain and whatever.
That was too expensive for me. One thing I really like about Okami that it usually gets mixed up in like the confusion about, oh, it's a Zelda clone and so on and so on, is that unlike, you know, the inspiration for it being Zelda, it actually focuses a lot more on the platforming and the puzzles than the enemy fights, because in the usual dungeon in Okami, you can probably count the times you have to fight against anything with, like, one hand.
Mm-hmm.
With sometimes it just being the boss fight and that's it.
It's like one or two, I guess, forced fights or whatever you want to call them. And it's the same thing, like, sort of out and about in the overworld. But
yeah,
there is
in the overworld, you have the stray, like, encounters you can get into, but you can just run past all of them without fighting a single one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes they can be pretty annoying when you think they're facing one way and then they're facing the other way and they come chasing after you. You can avoid them mostly, but I always get confused about what the front is.
They don't bother me.
I always wish that the fighting took place in kind of a seamless, like it didn't block you off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand why they do that because it's like the entire battle system kind of, but I remember being slightly disappointed that it is like a walled area when you fight.
Yeah, then you can jump off the wall and attack from there. So it's, you know.
That's true.
An advantage to it.
So did you guys
block you off during boss fights?
That's true. How many boss fights are even in it? There's one. How many dungeons are there? Like, quote, dungeon, unquote.
There's actually quite a few. There's the temple in the forest at the beginning.
Yeah, there's the pseudo ruins. There's I can't remember its name. The one in Kusa Village.
Yeah.
Then there's the moon cave the first time. Although the second time you don't actually go through it. The sunken ship, the emperor, his area, and then you go inside him. Ani Island, there's Izofuji Shrine, and then
there's the old time travel shindig, which technically counts as a dungeon.
Yeah, so I guess there's that too. So it's a decent amount, I'd say.
Yeah, like more than probably any recent Zelda, I think.
Yeah, more than your average Zelda game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, some of them don't really feel like dungeons. Some of them don't have, like, a boss, but it's, like, an area you have to get through.
So, with the HD version, did they, I know that people were saying that you could speed up the text a bit, or the cutscenes or something. Did they end up doing that?
Because the load times were faster. They were, like,
significantly faster.
Yeah, in this version, I can actually see the significance for them removing, like, the extra demon fangs that you could get on the loading screens.
People are complaining, but I'm like, you don't have enough time.
Yeah. I simply because the loading times are so fast, you don't have enough time to finish, like, the paw print stomps even once, let alone, you know, multiple times to get more than one demon fang.
No, and, like, people were upset. I'm like, no, please, make the game faster. I don't care. I can get enough demon fangs on my own.
I used to quite enjoy having a little sitting rhythm game in the middle of the game.
I don't know. I'm very impatient, so I'm like, faster! I want to play the game.
So, Angela, the main thing I want to ask you about is how you beat it in 7 hours and nine minutes.
My 7 hour run.
Can you like go into what you did to like prepare for that and how you did it?
Well, basically all I did was I had a previous file. So I had the string of beads, which, it makes me invincible. My ink never runs out. I'm like 10 times as strong as I normally am. So
basically god mode.
Yeah, you are literally a god.
Goddess mode.
Yes, it's true. So I went through with that, and so that on top of being able to skip cutscenes because it was a second playthrough, I basically just went through the game as fast as humanly possible, and because I've played it so many times, I didn't really need prompts to remember where to go. So I could just sort of, like, keep going on. And I could definitely go a little faster, because I did do a bit of dicking around before I decided that I was like, nah, I'm going to do this as fast as I can. So I don't know, like, how much time I could cut off, like, at least half an hour. So I would say, like,
that's pretty much what I did for the one missable trophy I got.
Yeah.
Just use all the stray beads and just blast through the game.
Oh, so you didn't go after that missable trophy then?
Yeah, I went after it immediately after I beat the game. But I mean, it's still a mental thing, you know, because it's like, the trophy I miss is smack dab in the middle of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Kami's not short. Even if you're running through it, like 7 hours is what your typical run time for your modern day game.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Like, when 7 hours is, like, a speed run, like, that's still really long.
Yep.
But still, I mean, that's that's cut down so much from a 40-hour run for, like, most people's first time through.
A lot of time in Okami goes to just wandering around, wondering what the hell you have to do next, and getting sidetracked with stuff. Like looking for clovers, finding beads. If you just focus on doing like the main plot objectives, you save a lot of time.
Yeah, and like I don't know how much time cutscenes take. I've never really looked into it.
Maybe just like pretty much skip the plot now that you can.
Yeah, and I'm still good. Like, I gotta go talk to this person, and then this person before it becomes nighttime, and then I can do this and this. Like, oh man, I got pretty serious about it. Like, little notes and stuff.
Have you ever, like, reacted this way to a game before?
No. Okami is, like, my favorite game ever in the history of the universe. And I don't know, I mean, I'm not going to say nothing, you know, is ever going to be better in my opinion, but I mean, I've never felt like this about a game before, which sounds like really weird to say, but I love Okami.
completely understandable.
Yeah.
So, do you think that the game definitely held up on this, like, on revisiting it then?
Yep, especially since I gave it a fair bit of time before replaying it, but I went through some stuff that I thought would give me more trouble a lot easier, especially the goddamn stone wall guardian.
The worst.
Oh, the blockhead.
The last one is like, I think it took me like 3 hours my first time.
Oh,
I started
my gosh.
Recording it with my phone.
Oh, I recorded with my phone. Like, I think I.
Yeah.
With, like, my streaming software at one point, like, oh, there's no way anyone can do that just on, you know, on their own.
How many points does it bring up on that last one?
Eight. I think it's eight.
I used my phone as well, but I consistently got it wrong until I noticed a really important detail that probably could have saved me a lot of time.
Which is what?
You have to do it in the order he does it, right?
Yeah, you have to actually tap the dots in the order they show up.
I think the first time I played the game, I had that problem with, like, the first one or the second one. I was like, I'm hitting all the points. I don't know why this isn't working.
Pretty much.
I'm really mad.
Like, using my phone to perfection, I, like, got the dots in the exact spots and it didn't register and I was like, what the hell? This can't be.
I was gonna say, do you know, because so much of the game is based on like traditional Japanese mythology, but it just made me think that blockhead just seemed like such a homage to sort of Mario 64 and, you know, the block boss, just the way he acts and the way when you defeat him he's so sort of humble and like just says that, oh, I've failed, and just sort of blows up. But I was just wondering whether anyone knew whether it was actually some sort of piece of Japanese mythology that there's this sort of block that's humble when he's defeated.
Not that I know of.
I don't know if it's a block, but it's probably, it's very likely like assimilating some some form of Japanese folklore.
There's quite a bit in this. I mean, obviously the whole game was based around it, but I wonder how much of it is actually, I don't want to say elaborated on. Obviously it's elaborated on, but I mean, based on the actual mythology.
Quite a bit. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Like there's a Tumblr actually dedicated to sort of explaining the mythology on the various things, and it's just crazy how sort of true to the mythology it is, and how there's a lot more to the game if you know
really? What
the mythology really? Is. Yeah. Like something as simple as like Mr. and Mr. Cutter and like the Sparrow Union, like there's a whole thing with that if you read into it. And like just the little details, like the things on their outfits and stuff like that, just it's crazy how much was put into it.
I got a smile out of Kaguya showing up, and she had the little rabbit motif, and then you sent her to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is based on what?
The tale of the moon princess, which is Kaguya. Basically, there's the whole thing with her living on the moon, and you just send her back there, and it's like, I got that reference.
Can I, it's something I've never sort of chatted to someone who's played the US version, but I remember reading at some point that the US translation, perhaps of the original PS2 game, covered up the fact that Amaterasu is a female. But did any of you notice that?
Well, that's what I heard, is that the North American version, I guess, they sort of left her gender neutral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't specify. I know in Japan they did. I don't know about what about in the UK.
Yeah, it does in the European version. It does as well. Yeah. It specifically says she's a woman, as it were.
I mean, they say she's a woman, but they also, like, they don't really make it that clear.
Yeah, from what I remember, they do hint at it, but it's never outright stated.
Yeah, I remember not knowing at all until I heard about it, like, 2 years later, probably.
It just really interested me. Being someone who sort of studied anthropology and sort of really interested in religion, I was always kind of fascinated that the Japanese are pretty much one of the only civilizations I've ever heard of who have a female sun god. It's pretty much almost uniformly always male.
Hmm.
But anyway, that's my geekiness of a different strand.
So did any of you guys play the DS kind of like remake, kind of re-envisioning sequel?
It's a sequel.
Oh, it's definitely a sequel.
Like, it's a direct sequel.
Oh.
The sequel that was, I don't know, it feels like a remake at some points because it follows pretty much the exact same storyline, in my opinion. But it's good. I liked it.
I actually started playing it. I don't feel about it as strongly as I do Okami, simply because a lot of the sign choices bother me, but it's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute.
It's just full of babies, and it's great. Like, everything's so little.
Is the control pretty good with the stylus as the brush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels... I wouldn't say it's any, like, better than Okami, but... I mean, it felt all right.
Better than drawing with the motion controls, at least.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys end up, I mean, I think I know where this is going to go, but what did you guys end up rating it? Like, upon replaying it?
I gave it the same rating that I gave it originally, which is 5 stars.
Angela, I feel like you'd give it 10 stars if you could.
Yeah, I would give it all the stars.
I'm saying 5 stars on a scale of 5. If we're talking 10, I give it 20.
Like, if someone were to ask me which one to play, I would say the HD one, if they had the means to do so. I don't know why.
Certain things that they improved upon besides, you know, obviously the graphics and the clarity? Is there anything that they kind of changed and fixed up?
Well, I do like that they combined the best of both worlds in a way with, you know, being able to play it with either the DualShock or the Move.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, the one thing I actually noticed, not that this made it any, like, better or worse, was I felt the game was easier. Like, just simply the difficulty. And I, like, even before when I didn't have the string of beads, like, it just, I don't know, everything felt a lot easier. And, I mean, I've played through the game twice before, and the second time it didn't just feel like everything died so much faster. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like they turned down the difficulty. I don't know.
Or maybe you're just a lot better.
Maybe. I don't. I mean, it's, you know, you use the weapon you want to use, and it's not like you can really improve upon that once you've decided.
What was your guys' preferred weapon? And I always used, like the shield.
Oh, the reflector?
Yeah.
I always use the rosaries because
I use the glaive.
If you played it on the Wii, the rosaries were basically the only weapon you could use. I mean, it hurts your arm, but the timing with the reflector and the glaive was just impossible. So you just, like, spam your arm with the rosary, and I've just always used it since. And I like the way they look.
My pattern for playing the game is I start with the reflector, I change to the glaive once you get it, I go back to the reflector once you get, like, the ability that gives you double damage for having both reflectors on.
Yeah.
And then I swap to the glaive once I get that ability for the glaive.
Going back to the question about what I rated it, just because it, when I played through it again this time, it started me off on a, because I've only sort of, the last year or so, I've been trying to sort of keep up a list of my sort of top 10 games, just fun. But Akami definitely made me, at first it made me expand that list to a top 12. And then after agonizing for a long time, Akami actually, I decided to go back down to a top 10. And Akami unseated Shadow of the Colossus out of the top 10, which has been there for a long time. So it's definitely a good game.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any favorite moments that that really stick out, like your favorite moment of the game?
Pretty much every scene with Waka.
Oh, I don't like Waka. I don't like Kuro from Okamiden either. Like, I think I'm the only one who doesn't like him. Like, the only human being.
I don't like Kuro, but I like Waka.
I didn't like either of them.
I like Waka's music. Still
cried like a baby at the end of Okamiden, but
I have a very good reason for not liking Waka.
Oh, okay.
And it's because of my favorite moment in the game. And my favorite part of the game is reviving the saplings. Like, that animation sequence is just the best. And it's the moment that I realized that Okami was going to be one of my favorite games, because it's just gorgeous every time.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through the game, you get to all these new areas, and he's just like, oh yeah, I revived them all for you. I did it all for you. I'm just like, you! Damn you!
He tried, you know, he's just helping.
Yeah, I know, but he's helping ruin my aesthetic joy. So yeah, he's okay, but for that, he gets my hate.
Well, aside from Waka, I also did, like, you know, who doesn't like the very end of the game when the sun rises, you know, starts kicking in?
No, I liked that scene before that because, oh dear, the first time I watched that, I cried forever.
On what part?
And it was,
when the sun rises?
The part where everyone's praying for Amaterasu You know, how they sort of realized that they didn't appreciate her, and then they were saying all the things that they did, and It's just very sweet. And then there's another part after going inside the dragon where you return this treasure box to this young guy. And what it was is he was cursed. So he turns back into this old man and he can like reunite with his wife. And like the sappiest little song plays and you get the stray bead and they're like hugging and there's hearts everywhere. And like I start crying and it's just so adorable. And there are just so many heartwarming things in this game. Oh my gosh. Like it's just great.
Did the HD version retain the ending credits that were not in the Wii version?
Half there and half. There were credits,
but there was a different song.
Yeah, you have the actual credit sequence, but they didn't have the original song.
Oh wow, so that's kind of disappointing. I mean, the song some people would say is the best part about it.
I don't think the song's that great. It's a good song, but it's
all
not
about the
worth,
animation.
It's not worth crying about losing a song compared to like you've got the whole game.
Yeah, and like you can get the song on the internet. Like it's not like it's gone forever.
Yeah, though at least with that credit sequence, the song that they picked for while the happy cheery animation was going on was kind of jarring. Like it didn't fit.
I don't know. I felt it fit better because Reset's just kind of like slow, and Amaterasu is like walking really fast in the ground, and there's like action happening in the background. I don't know.
See, the thing is that the song that they picked is actioning, and you heard it during the final encounter, and like the actual animation that's going on is just Amaterasu walking forward with Isun like hopping on top of her, and it's like, I don't know, I just didn't see it. It didn't really gel well together, but at least some of it is there, and it's better than like just a black static like montage.
Oh yeah, I mean at least there was credits. I suppose we should be grateful for what we have.
And there was Clovers again.
Oh yes, that too.
What is the reason for them not being able to recreate it completely?
I don't know. Resentment.
Yeah. I never really looked into it because they didn't care that much. I imagine maybe they just didn't get the rights for it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the song they ended up using was from like an E3 promotion video, like it's on the soundtrack. So it's not like they made a new song or anything.
Probably just licensing stuff.
Yeah.
Go play Okami.
Yeah. Okami is the best ever made, and your life will never be fulfilled until you play it. To 100%, you have to get all the stray beads, you have to feed all the animals, you have to get all the dojo techniques, you have to get
feed all the animals.
Feed them, yes, every single one.
I thought you said defeat all the animals.
What kind of monster lets animals go hungry?
I thought you said defeat all the animals.
Oh no, don't defeat them. That's mean. No, you have to make sure they're hungry, because then they love you.
Yeah,
make sure they're hungry.
Or whatever!
I love all the tigers that are just standing around, like, failing to hunt any food, but just waiting to be fed.
Well, especially when there's, like, tigers in the same area with rabbits and stuff, like, get them! You're not a baby!
Alright, well, thank you so much, guys.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you next month.
那座